I'm Jeanette Gwen for South Carolina Public Radio. Piccolo Spoleto Festival's mission is to provide access to the Spoleto experience for everyone, regardless of economic, social, or physical circumstances, and to provide the opportunity for excellent local and regional artists, writers, and performers to be showcased. Piccolo is produced by the City of Charleston Office of Cultural Affairs, and our guest, Scott Watson, is the director of the Office of Cultural Affairs. Scott, there's so many different opportunities with Piccolo, it's hard to know where to start.
Well, I think we start with the beginning every year, and that's our opening day. So we run concurrently with Spoleto Festival USA, and then we'll have a day where Marion Square finds itself animated with the Piccolo Spoleto Outdoor Art Exhibition, and then we'll be at the U.S. Custom House at 8 o'clock with the Charleston Symphony Orchestra for what we call Sunset Serenade. So that's an hour-long program, plein air, of pops music played by the CSO to great crowds that just love to come out to the setting of being there at the water's edge, hearing our hometown symphony. And it tends to wind up with a rousing patriotic bit of Sousa.
You head out to the beach on Saturday.
We do. The Isle of Palms has always been a good host for us, where we have a sand sculpting competition, and the king tides and moon charts all impact the identification of the optimal date. But you know, we're also headed out to the beach at Kiowa. We'll be down at Mingo Point on June 6th for Piccolo Comes to Kiowa. This is the third year or fourth year now that we've been down there during the run of the festival. And that'll be a great night where people can participate in a big lavish buffet and then be entertained by Manny Houston and his collaborators, who'll be doing a Fats Waller Harlem nightclub review. Yeah, we'll really be kind of everywhere that we can be. Our early music series is even going out to Walterboro this year.
There are a lot of things in downtown churches, too.
The downtown churches are one of our longest-standing partners. We fill those beautiful spaces with everything from Baroque music to 10 a.m. organ recitals to choral ensembles, and it really is part of the magic. We also have great programs like at Mount Zion AME. We'll have camp meeting, where the Mount Zion AME singers, you know, put on a program that's really revelatory towards the experience of being in the South Carolina Lowcountry. Equally, Queen Atterbury puts on a show at Old Bethel that's called As I First Remembered. So that's kind of a theatricalized introduction to the Gullah culture. For our first times this year, I can't entirely claim it's a first time, but one I'm the most excited about is that Caleb Borick, a 14-year-old pianist, doing a featured solo performance at the Charleston Music Hall on the morning of Saturday, May 27th. So we'll have Caleb on that stage and then followed by the Charleston Symphony Youth Orchestra, who in recent years have been able to offer a free performance at the Music Hall. Another one that's new to us at Piccolo, but not new to Charleston, is that we're working with the Heart Artist and Theater Guild. And this is a group of adults living with disabilities and some in the autism spectrum who put on plays and reviews. And so they've been working in recent months with Pure Theater and Charleston Stage to do their own workshop presentation of Romeo and Juliet for two matinee performances on the Sundays of the festival. We really try to animate, you know, the nooks and crannies of Charleston, hearing a beautiful poetry recitation in a garden or a courtyard, discovering an actor or a musician who goes on to bigger and brighter things. But for that moment during the 17 days of Piccolo Spoleto, all that matters is that night.
Thank you, Scott. I'm Jeanette Gwen, and my guest is Scott Watson, director of the City of Charleston Office of Cultural Affairs. Piccolo Festival opens the Friday before Memorial Day, May 26th, and continues through June 11th. For more information, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org.